Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Family Jewels,
a podcast about family drama, family trauma, and everything else you got from your mama. Family Jewels, when you're here, you're family.
Cease and desist from Olive Garden pending.
Charlie Dinkin.
Olga Carr.
My chosen family.
My friend sometimes. Depending on your behavior, both in public and in private. It's lovely to see you here today. We decided we would podcast together.
The most intimate relationship two friends can have.
That has got to be the closest. I would never podcast with anyone I was in a relationship with.
God, no. Absolutely not. Truly not. But I do think, yeah, now podcasting definitely obviously started as a way for men to give themselves permission to talk about their feelings with each other.
And good on them. Good on them, too. They have to do it somewhere. They must. Because I certainly don't want to listen to it at home.
And it's a way for them to practice sort of like friendships that women have just in real life.
Yeah, yeah. And friendship with more than one person who isn't just your cousin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you friends with your cousin?
Hmm.
That's for another episode. Charlie, would you like to tell our listeners how we met?
I don't remember.
Do you not?
I don't really remember. Do you remember?
I vaguely... Okay, so we did the same class at
Soho Theater. I do remember doing
that. In the basement
that.
Of Soho Theater, I believe.
Yes, we did.
And I remember that you were a figure that was there for longer than me, so you were sort of like revered, and you were a little bit also like checked out, because you're like, I've done this before.
And I think by that point, I did also have a boyfriend who was a comedian. Which, as we know,
why we did the class.
The only reason for being there in the first place.
you got your promised. You got your boyfriend from the brochure. Or your money back. Yeah. Date a narcissist or your money back. That's the slogan
of
the
class. We were in that class. You did a really good bit of material that was you and then two men whose names I don't remember, but they were also there. The three of you were doing it.
Thank
something
you so much.
Together.
And that turned out to be the show Me, Me, Me that we took to the 2016 Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
Wow. 2016?
2016.
The year I was doing a little show called Charlie Dinkin Child Star.
I remember that. I remember the poster for that.
Yeah, that I wrote one day before going to Edinburgh, because that's what I thought people did.
That's the only correct way to do it. So then I heard through the grapevine. I don't think I ever had the courage to actually speak to you. Because
really?
I thought you were so intimidating. Aww. Yeah, you were like,
thank you,
were
you
like
for
a
saying that.
Finally, what we all knew. And so through the grapevine, I heard that you... did directing, and then you did that like incredible short for The Roundhouse.
Thank you.
Which is Coalition Fangirls.
Yeah, it's aged very badly. I think maybe actually at the time I was like, it would be very satirical if some young women fancied politicians. And now I could not imagine anything worse.
I think it's a testament to your power. You imagined it and then it happened.
I will say they screened that year on year. They would like do a screening every year at the end of the program. And I don't think anyone else ever did a comedy one. So they would screen that one again. And the first year people were like hysterically laughing. But by the third year, everyone was like, no.
Like, oh, did they think it was like a documentary?
Everyone in the room just hated it. They were like, there's just no world where you're allowed to like fancy a politician even ironically anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way that I feel about that Matt Hancock leaked video of him kissing is...
But you think that's hot?
I don't... I think Matt Hancock is a terrible person. I think the video is hot.
Just like a kiss
hot.
In the workplace?
I think the video's hot. Cancel me. No, but I think it's also... there is a strategy to releasing it because it humanizes him. Because it's like, he couldn't help
But how
himself.
Many times did you watch it?
Look, this is not what the podcast is about.
This is terrible. We can't get into this. But we will be getting into some other secrets. Many secrets. That was a good segue, wasn't it?
Charlie has a pre-written number of segues to misstop me from talking about fancying Tories. Fancy Tories. I do not fancy Matt Hancock. I think the video is hot. I think if you're denying it, you're in denial.
And who's also in denial is... other people in our families who think that we're not going to podcast about them.
So, the year is 2017. I am developing my first ever show. But developing is a big word. I am planning to maybe write it. And I do. And I'm like, I really want a director. And I hear these amazing things from about this Charlie Dinkin person. No. Sorry.
Oh, she didn't hear amazing things
about
me.
No, take this back. I asked you to direct a video that I wanted to do. And you were like, maybe. And then I kept messaging in you. And you just ignored me altogether. So I did the
video
alone.
I was busy
alone.
With my boyfriend. I cannot emphasize that enough. I had a comedian boyfriend.
This is true. As a survivor myself, I understand how all-consuming that can be. Okay. So I did the video myself. It was called Olga Cog Has Her Cake, which is I made my ex-boyfriend out of cake and
it
I ate
It was great.
Him.
I enjoyed it.
You know what? It was a good video. Could it have used some direction? We'll never know. And so then I just abandoned the thought of working with you altogether because I was like, this chick doesn't want anything to do with me.
Aww.
And then I started writing my first show. And I was like, okay, you know what? Last chance from me. And I'm like, do you want to come see my work in progress?
And I'd broken up with my boyfriend.
Yes!
So I had some time.
Yes,
I had some time. But the thing I really liked about that show, which people can go and find and listen to on Radio 4, is that it was all about your... family.
Another segue.
Very interesting family history. And I also am obsessed with family histories and gossiping about ancestors. And I would say the true joy of talking about your family is that many of them don't speak English. So we can really say anything we want about them all of the time.
And it's really interesting because I think our friendship started as work. And then you were just a colleague that knew more about me than anyone in the world.
Yeah, it is quite a weird relationship, isn't it? To like listen to everyone's deep secrets.
Yeah.
And then be like, don't say this in front of anyone. That is my main job.
Your job's like, that's too much information.
Keep that to yourself. We've tried it with the Matt Hancock thing, but she simply will not stop.
Save it for the podcast, you said 5 years ago. And now I've started the podcast.
And here we are. So I know a lot about your family, but I was thinking today that the one person in your family I don't really know anything about, and this is going to sound weird, but like is your grandpa. We didn't really touch on him because we told a very matriarchal story in some ways.
We have. No one, I wouldn't say that I've ever started a conversation with anyone by saying, I've never really heard anything about your grandpa.
Do you know what? There's no natural way to bring up someone's grandpa.
Tell me about your dad's
How
dad.
Old is he and how much is he worth? You know what I mean? That seems like the only way. Who was the oldest person?
So, cancer
person
or dementia.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Who was the oldest living person in your family you ever knew? That question was badly phrased, but you know what I mean.
I think...
What was the biggest age gap that existed between you and another person in your family that you recall? Was that a grandparent?
This is somehow to do with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Please.
So I think, now that you say that's not true, this guy's the oldest and he's still alive.
Who's that?
That's my mom's dad.
Oh.
He's just living in our house.
Grandpa's, though. Grandpa's in general, the oldest. He's in not your house, your parents' house.
Yeah. No, he's not in
mine. Like, he's here. He's in Shoreditch. How old is he now?
He's in his 80s.
Wow.
He's just chilling. He is just truly chilling. Like, his whole, his job is pool. Do you know his job is beach?
Yeah, and, but your other grandpa was younger than him.
Yes. Okay, so I do think that he's dead. He's dead now.
Cool, good. Not good, obviously, but.
Open casket. The vibe's immaculate. I will say.
It's not
the
a funeral.
Menu every dietary restriction caters
you're
to.
Staring into the glassy eyes of someone you used to know directly. We love to see it.
And being encouraged to kiss him. How many dead people have you kissed? I've kissed two.
I've not seen a dead person.
Are you serious?
In real life. My great aunt died.
Kissed her dead body. Cold as hell.
Yeah,
love
I remember
her.
My mum saying she went to my great aunt's funeral about 10 years ago and she kissed her in her coffin.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever done.
It's weird because they're really cold.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, but I guess it would be weirder if they were warm.
You are meant to be around someone when they die because then you can come to terms with death. It's like supposedly weirder if you never see them.
Interesting. Yeah, because you could like sort of feed yourself a fantasy that you're just not seeing them right now.
Yeah. So you want your other grandpa.
Yes.
This guy, we got time on him. We're going to learn some new information about him. Yeah. We don't want to shit the bed too early.
Right.
Other grandpa.
He did. I'm so sorry. I told you, he's just chilling. His job was beach.
He's allowed. If you can't poop yourself in your 80s, I don't know when you can.
We're all creating the perfect conditions to allow ourselves to do that in our 80s.
Yeah. Do you remember that poem that was like, when I get old, I'll wear red hats?
No, I don't. What is that poem?
There was this poem that you used to something here, and it was like, when I'm old, I'll wear red and a big hat. I mean, this is such a butchering. And it's like, and I'll do whatever I want. I'll be noisy in the shop and I'll drive badly. And it was about how, like, when you're old, you don't care. I think the subtext is because no one cares about you, but maybe not. It was like joyful. It was like, when I'm old, I'm just going to be like a wacky old lady and no one can stop me.
But I love that the limit of the imagination is a red hat.
I'm going to wear a big red hat. Yeah. Not like my grandma. My grandma was like, when I'm old, I'm going to be literally legally blind and still driving my car until someone comes to my house and takes it away.
That is a slay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a slay.
One time, my mum and I had lunch with her in a pub. This was like even 10 years ago. And my mum and I went to pull out of the pub in our car and she'd already left. And then she came past in front of us wearing these huge sunglasses. She just like couldn't see a thing. And she like nearly cut us off on the road. And then we were like, we got to take that woman's car away. We got to trap that lady in her home.
Parentheses, good reason. Yeah. So the reason I want to talk about my paternal grandfather is because I think he's like, he lived, essentially, his life was like a movie. And that's like a part of history that I never feel gets talked about. Maybe because it's not as important as the other things that were happening in the 1940s. But
yeah, but we love it through a human lens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We love.
He was there. He was being there.
A personification of a story.
Yeah, or he was somewhere else from the main event.
Let me paint you a picture.
Tell me.
Okay, so like any good story by yours truly, Olga Koch, it starts with Catherine the Great. Okay,
we must every time back to Catherine the Great. Okay,
Elle Fanning has me on retainer.
What were you doing this weekend? Let me tell you. It starts with Catherine the Great.
It always does. Girl boss extraordinaire, the original Elizabeth Holmes. Catherine the Great was famously German, married into a Russian czar for like networking reasons.
And what were your options back then?
Exactly.
Sounds like a good choice.
Czar out of the picture. She becomes Tsarina Empress.
Yeah,
I believe.
Empress,
right?
Yeah.
And then because she's German, she's like, I got your back, Germany. I got your back, Netherlands. You're my boys.
Yeah.
And so she's like, y'all don't have enough farmland back in Germany. Let me give you some farmland here in Russia. Because you know what we have in Russia? Land. We got
truly an asset. Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing we do have. So then she got all these people from Germany to come over to Russia and just set up villages and they just farmed. And so in the south of Russia, now called Jaginka, back then had a German name, was one of those German villages. And so they are so German that they spoke German. They had Protestant churches. They had, everything was German. They had German names. They were completely isolated from Russia. They were just
And they were just allowed to get on with it.
Yeah. And that's called an ethnic enclave, as we've...
As we know. Well, as we know. Our listeners might not know, but they know now.
Yes. It's called...
The Disneyland of
1800s?
90s, 80s Russia.
I'm going to say 1800s. Yeah, I like the term 1800s because there's a lot. It's a whole century.
It's true. It could be any time.
It could be any time. So you're technically correct, even though you don't know. So that's where my granddad's ancestors are living.
Yes. Okay.
So he was born and raised in Russia, but he's raised in an ethnic enclave that's German. He has a German name. His name is Reingold Koch. That's a German name.
Could not be more German if he tried.
Koch, most common last name in Germany, means cook. So it's as common as cook. Reingold means gold of the Rhine, which is like a Wagner opera. But also, Reingold's not a name. Every person that I've met from Germany is like, no one would name their kid that. It's like... It's like calling your daughter like Rainbow. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Did he go by Reingold or did he go by like Reini?
We called him Radik, which is...
Why was that?
I feel like...
Radik cock?
Oh my God. This is the first time...
Why were you doing your grandpa like that? What? Poor guy.
Subliminal advertising. This motherfucker was like, my last name's Dick. My first name's Dick also. Please, someone ride this dick.
It's a power move.
Please. How much more clear can I be?
Yeah.
His name is Ride Dick.
Yeah, so Ride Dick Cock, your ancestor.
Stop. This is too much. So Ride Dick Cock, yep. I can't. I simply cannot. He grows
I mean,
up.
I can't believe it, but I'm amazed. Yeah, sure.
Well, because Reingold is such a like completely unnatural combination of sounds to say in Russian that I think it's like a Russification to the point of like, we kind of recognize one letter. Can we just sort of approximate?
I love. Why not?
And so his dad had a wife. The wife died and then he married the nanny. Iconic. And then, so my grandpa is the nanny's son.
Are there other kids who are the...
Three. Like, I think his dad had 8 kids, 3 of which were from the nanny.
These men. They were doing so much parenting back then.
They couldn't stop it.
We love to see it. They just enjoyed all this time with their children so deeply. They were investing so many hours into giving each one the individualized attention.
Oh, God. Because you know that the old cum isn't as good. Like, wait, isn't Al Pacino on, like, the top list of the oldest fathers in the world?
What happened there? Because they were announced that he was having a baby with that really young
Yeah, he's in
woman,
his 80s now.
And now they're broken up.
No.
That's what I read.
Charlie, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so she just wanted to have a baby with him.
So you think she left him? You don't think she was like, I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
Look, we're not celebrity gossiping here. We're family gossiping. I can't not get into Al Pacino too hard, but yeah. I mean, it clearly still works.
You keep saying this. You always say this.
I told you, remind me every time I start talking about Pacino.
Again, I'll get into it.
Not again. No Matt Hancock, no Al Pacino.
Don't make me tap the sign. Okay, So my granddad is the essentially a product of an extramarital affair that conveniently turned into a marriage because of the first wife's death.
Yes.
Story's oldest
Convenient
time.
Indeed.
So
do you think funny business or she just died from old time?
I think she just died. Also, I think she had 5 kids. Ugh. It was at some point you just tap out. Because he clearly kept wanting to do it.
Ugh.
And she's like, you know what? Ugh. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather
this
die.
This young girl?
I'd rather die than bang this old guy one more time.
You said not again Al Pacino. You said we can't talk about Al Pacino. You keep saying things like that. So then so he's closest with the three that are the youngest, but like I think essentially the age difference is such that I'm pretty sure my grandpa was the baby,
mm-hmm.
and his age difference with his oldest step sibling is like half sibling is like he could be his son.
Wild,
but also not unheard of.
Yes.
So. They're just living happy family. Germany, we're Germans. But they've all never been to Germany.
It's amazing.
It's like they're living in this ethnic enclave of pretend Germany. They're living in an Epcot Germany.
Yeah.
World War II starts.
Well, dramatic. Go on. Yeah.
Stalin's like, yo, these Germans, this ain't right. They're like, yo, we're fighting for you in the war.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, your names are German. You're talking German. You got German churches. This ain't right. So they like pillage these towns. They take the people out. Anyone who's of army age or working age gets sent to labor camps. And anyone who's too old or too young gets sent to the middle of Kazakhstan. So they're like piled into train cars where there's like no bathrooms, no food, no anything. And they're just like transported across from the south of Russia to Kazakhstan into the middle of nowhere. So because my brother's a baby, he and his parents get chipped off.
Yeah.
His siblings who are of army age go to the labor camps. And one of my great uncles met his wife at a labor camp. Cute.
Okay. Love flourishes everywhere.
Labor camp.
A little
cute.
Co-ed labor camp.
Yeah, I think they were both of German ethnicity and they were like cute. So, also like a waste of potential soldiers by just sending them away just because they have German names, but we're not going to get into it.
Yeah.
So they're like, he's piled into the train car, left the only place that he's known home. His mom doesn't speak Russian. Like, they are fucked.
Wow.
So they are in Kazakhstan.
Scary. So
yeah,
scary.
Absolutely terrifying. So they get shipped over to Kazakhstan and like left, I kid you not, in the middle of a field. And they're like, fuck, do we do? We don't speak Kazakh. We don't speak Russian. We don't have a house. We don't have running water. We don't have literally nothing. And so all of these Germans sort of create this like community in Kazakhstan where they're like building. They live in like, oh my God, like a yurt. They essentially live in a yurt.
Wow.
for a year in like in the 1940s.
But like doing German stuff, enclaving again. They're like Frankfurters in a year. You know what I mean? It's Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It sounds very scary.
Absolutely terrifying. So then, like, over time, they integrate into Kazakh society. They're like, there's loads of them there because they all got sent there. And so my dad was born in Kazakhstan. My aunt was born in Kazakhstan. My grandmother, my grandpa's wife, is from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're in Kazakhstan. Because if they know anything, yep, is how to live in a place that's not home. Right.
Your grandmother, who your grandpa,
yes,
met,
yes,
was German living in Kazakhstan, like German, Russian, Kazakhstan?
No,
or
no,
she
no.
was just Kazakh?
She was Russian, ethnically Russian, living in Kazakhstan.
Huh.
And so, fun story. So he lives in this yurt for like some years of his youth.
Yeah.
Then he gets out of the yurt and like starts assimilating into Kazakh society. But it's all very like Russian-Soviet.
Yeah.
So people are obviously being dicks to him because his name is Rheingold Koch. He refuses to change it. He's like wearing it like bad boy vibes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm Rheingold Koch, whatever. And it's like Nazi. He's like, I've never been to Germany. But he still like insists on being Rheingold Koch. He never joins he's never allowed into the Communist Party because his name is Rheingold Koch.
That is crazy.
It's because they're like, no, this is not tight. This is not cool. He meets my grandmother. And my grandmother has a boyfriend at the time. And then she's like, you know what? I really like this Rheingold Koch guy. Again, because my grandmother is a fucking attention seeker.
Yeah, because some subliminal messaging is happening. She's like, I'm looking for some dick cock.
You mean to say your name is Ride Dick Cock? Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And so, basically, she chooses Ride Dick Cock over her current boyfriend. I think, literally, she, to this day, is like, because it was, like, exotic and cool and dangerous to be like,
yeah
I'm dating a German. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And so, her boyfriend gets so upset, he cuts her face with a knife. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. But she loves telling the story. Of course she does.
If you can't get a story out of it, the most traumatic thing you could ever think of, then... Who are you?
Then she brings Ride Dick to her parents to introduce him.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And this is the family story. I choose to believe it. I don't give a shit if it's not true. Her dad gets an axe and start chasing my grandpa, saying, "I killed you. I killed you guys in World War II. How are you on my doorstep?" Okay. Iconic.
Boss move.
Like he was a cockroach. Do you know what I mean? Just being like, "Rah!" Yeah, he's like, "Absolutely. Did I not just come back from war shooting you motherfuckers? And my daughter is bringing one of you to my doorstep."
Wow.
Insane. Absolutely insane vibes. But also, I think my grandmother's living for it. She's like, drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
People killing each other, people trying to cut each other.
Did your grandmother have any siblings?
Yes. She was one of four sisters.
Gala,
Nina, Zina, Zoya. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she had the cool boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah.
on. Every sister to one dreams up each of bringing home the boyfriend who dad chases with an axe. Come on.
It's like Little Women. So yeah, she's living for it. Everybody's living for it. They end up living together. I mean, obviously they end up living together. They end up getting married and having two kids, moving away from Kazakhstan to Russia. But then years, decades later, we all went, I think, after my granddad died, it was like a sort of commemorative trip. We went back to Kazakhstan to go find the field in which he lived in the yurt. And so there's like a village of locals next to the field with the yurt. And this is the most iconic thing that's ever happened, is we're in this field. My grandma's like quite like sad and she's like pensive, I guess. And then one of the locals comes down and he's really old. And she's like, "Do you remember this family? Do you remember this guy? His name is Rheingold. You could have called him Radik. Radika." I watched this all happen. The old man was like, "I'm really sorry. I don't." And then I see my dad slip him. Just like,
no!
A couple of bank notes. My grandma doesn't see, she's so sad. And he goes, "You know what? No, I do. I do. What was his name again?" And she's like,
"Because
Radik."
I was
like, "Radik.
Blinded by grief." But now I recall my very best friend. What more would you like to know on a sliding scale of payment? Well, anyway, good for him for playing along. I think take the money, say the thing, you know?
Yeah.
He understood the brief.
Yeah, because it's like at the end of the day, like I don't know if the axe chasing happened, but if it becomes family lore and it's a good story, I guess it'll
have it.
It might as well have.
Have it. And was she happy?
Yeah, she was ecstatic. She to this day talks about how we met a guy who remembered.
Oh, and he was like 35 years old. He was like, yeah.
He just had a rough night.
Limping away, in fact.
Texting while she's talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. A big part of my family story is fleeing Russia from a pogrom.
Is this your dad's side?
The Jews.
Yeah.
So also living in Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
I don't even say that lightly. That literally is the only cultural understanding I have. I learned about that from Fiddler on the Roof, and I never looked up anything else. It's like, I know about pogroms from Fiddler on the Roof.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And my dad was like, feels accurate. No one ever corrected me.
As much singing, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, it's like, sure. They're a musical people. They do sing a lot. So they fled
Russia. Where in Russia are they?
I have no idea where they were, but we think somewhere more like towards Latvia or Lithuania, somewhere around there.
Okay.
But I found, and I think I showed you when we were working on your show, that my dad found a birth certificate, I think for my grandpa, but listed his parents' place of birth as Russia.
Okay.
On it, but we don't really know anything else about it because when the Jews leave in a hurry, there's not a lot of recorded history to find out exactly from whence they came.
So this is your grandpa? Or this is his parents?
This is my great... His parents, Reuben and Rebecca.
Love.
They came to the UK, actually, I think just to the East End of London.
Immediately from Russia to East End.
Who even knows? Do you know a very famous story that a lot of families have? And it's like unclear if it's like our story, but it's like an interesting story that exists, is that lots of people from Russia were trying to go to America. And then at some point the boat would stop at a port and people would kind of trick them into thinking it was America.
Oh,
like
I have
a version
this.
I heard was that they would hold up like a, it can't be cardboard.
But you know,
like,
this is maybe how I ended up here, right?
As well. You came.
They told me it was New York City.
They were like, Get off here. It's NYC. Yeah, well, you literally did because you were in a, you were in an American school in state.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Did you know it was not America when you
straight away? I was 14.
No, but like day one, you were like, what was your question about how American it was? Did you consider your school to be Little America? You were like, we're doing.
Yeah, America. Yeah. We had like Hershey chocolate in the tuck shop.
Yeah, and you were like, I'll visit the UK sometimes.
Yeah. But it was like there was like a weird smugness to the fact that it's like we're having hot dogs.
Yeah. Obsessed with an American school. We'll get into that another time.
Okay, so what are their names?
So Reuben and Rebecca came here, and then they had four children, two of whom I can't remember, but one was called Anne, and everyone in my family was like obsessed with how nice Anne was. And then honestly,
sounds like a bitch.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like the rest of them were rotters, so she might have just been the only girl one.
What was their last name?
Dinkin. They're the Dinkins.
Okay. So did they change Dinkin? Or it was
Yeah, we don't. Dinkin probably not Russian. Dinkin. Maybe not Dinkin. Maybe there's like a Hebrewish translation of it, but like super unclear what it could have been.
Do you know what age they were when they moved to the East End?
I don't know Reuben and Rebecca. I think they were quite young. But Reuben fought for England, the UK, in the First World War, was in the army. So he must have been of fighting age then. My grandpa was born in 1910. I had a really old grandpa. My grandpa would be 113 years old now. He was in his 50s when he had my dad.
Oh, wow. Pacino coded.
Yeah.
Your Honor, that's Pacino coded.
It was Pacino coded. And I am obsessed with it. So he was like a really old man I knew when I was a child. Like I knew like a 90-something year old man. He died when he was 96. I knew a really old man. And we were buddies. But Reuben, his dad, in World War II, they came and knocked on the door and they put him in an internment camp for being Russian in the UK for 3 days because they thought that he...
What?
Yeah.
But Russia was a traitor. On your side.
Look, I don't understand this. But he did. He was taken away and then he was brought back. Reuben and Rebecca, four kids, Chaim and Dinkin.
I love that. Yeah. Hyman and Ride Dick.
You don't meet many Hymans.
Not if you hang out with me.
Hyman Dinkin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry. Yeah. Living his whole life with that name. Living his whole life with it. It means something very beautiful in Hebrew, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hymie Dinkin.
Ride Dick just means ride dick.
Hyman Dinkin lives.
Hyman just means like a sort of chai. Like purity, innocence.
Yeah. No, it's like life, isn't it? Chai. I guess it's like whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. People like to bang.
No,
that's,
I love
that
it.
That ties in.
I love it. People do like to bang.
I feel like Jaime was getting some, but he certainly was getting some with my grandmother during. Wait, I'm rolling it back. My family were carpenters, Dinkin and Sons in the East End, Reuben a carpenter, Jaime also a carpenter. Jaime, at some point, a little bit of an innovator. He used to deliver all the things that they made on a wheelbarrow. He would like literally push it around London. They would make a thing and he would push it to people.
Fun.
At some point, he got hold of a truck and there was no like driving tests. And so he just got this truck and he drove it. Some things that I heard that Jaime did to this truck were, it used to be cold when he was driving around in the winter. So he tore up all of the floor over the engine so he could hold his feet over the engine for warmth.
It's like Flintstones.
Yeah. My guy lived on the edge. He put in, I guess.
That's so good.
Maybe they didn't have any indicators of any time. So he carved out of wood two little hands that he could like use on a little rope pulley to indicate where he was going. But despite that safety measure, he crashed the van and he went blind in one eye. And because he was blind in one eye, he couldn't fight in the war.
No depth perception.
So instead he was sent to Coventry, where I believe he worked in a...
Which is worse than going to
war. Worse than war! You're not a hero if you've gone to Coventry. Yeah. He worked in like I think like a munitions factory, but certainly some kind of factory. And when he was there, he met Gus, who was my grandmother's father. And I guess he was living in some kind of dorm or something. And Gus was like, come live in my house. We're buddies. We work together. You're a 25, nearly 30 year old man. I'm an older guy. Like I have a family. Come live in my spare room. We're all doing the war effort. He took Gus's hospitality, went to their house and then knocked up there. I want to say 16-year-old daughter.
Stop that. Yeah. They weren't married or dating
or
anything?
They weren't married. They weren't dating. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. But so
when he said help yourself to anything,
he was in the fridge. He was in the fridge. You know what I mean? Yeah, imagine going to stay at someone's house and then
that's insane.
Knocking up their teenage daughter.
Oh my God.
But what I will say is I think there was a period where Jaime then went off and Mary had to like deal with having this baby, and very unclear what happened in that like interim period. But then Jaime did go back, and then Jaime and Mary were actually married for the rest of their lives.
And who's the baby? Your dad?
The baby is my dad's eldest brother. Okay. And then they had two more sons, 7 years in between each of them. Big accident vibes, all of them.
Yeah.
Very much cock family energy in terms of distance. Yeah, that was... But Jaime, the thing I like about Jaime, big innovator. This every story with Jaime is like Jaime getting a little chance a thing. And my favorite Jaime story is because he was blind in one eye and he had bad short vision and bad long vision in the other eye, bad eyes. He had designed for him, or he like part designed a pair of glasses, which looked like a normal pair of glasses.
Oh my God, you told me this.
On
yes.
one side, there was a long vision lens, and then you could turn the whole pair of glasses around and fold it the other way, and there was a close-up lens.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's really, really cool. So essentially you use the blind eye for storage, yeah. the one that you're yeah. not using. That's
yeah.
innovation.
I like an amazing shopping channel level product for a one-eyed person.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It meets its market well, but its market is not very big.
It requires such a perfect storm of eye conditions that I don't know how scalable yeah. this is. But it is very, very cool. It could be like a Spy Kids gadget.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
It's very, very cool.
So were you...
I still am not over the fact that he was like, welcome to my home.
It's crazy, isn't it? Can you even imagine? And I think they maybe all got on kind of fine with each other for the rest of their lives. Like, I didn't hear they had bad relationships. Yeah. But... A 16-year-old. It's when you hear things like that in your family, I'm always like, you know what I mean? It's like people will be like, a different time. And it's like, I do not believe a different time.
No.
But also, it is gone now. They're dead.
This podcast is about retroactively canceling people.
Let's cancel everyone. Jaime's gone. Are we getting Rydcock on anything? Or he was kind of fine. He was fine.
Oh, no.
Dude.
He was a cheater. He had a wandering eye. Wandering eye? Wandering eye? How do you say it?
Yeah, wandering eye.
Yeah.
Maybe a wandering eye. Too.
Wandering eye?
A wandering eye.
Oh, yeah. I remember one of the most tragic stories. Again, my grandma loves talking about this stuff. So she's like, one of the stories is she was once flying on an airplane and an air hostess came up to her and was like, you know, I'm fucking your husband. And then to which my grandmother looked at her and says, but he's coming home to me.
Wow.
Vicious. Yeah.
Flying truly did used to be more glamorous.
Oh my God. You could smoke.
Yeah.
That changed the game.
Yeah. Everyone just
I remember. Do you remember when you could smoke? I remember when my mom.
On an airplane.
Yeah. My mom was a smoker. We would be flying and she'd be like, BRB. And she'd just go in the back and smoke a cig.
I don't feel like I remember it, but maybe there was a time when I remember that like the smoking signs would be on or off, or like something about them would be off, or like there was more of a reason.
That they were there at all.
They were there at all.
Yeah.
Whereas now, it is a weird hangover that there's a smoking sign on a plane.
Yeah.
That's now they really have to be like, don't vape in the toilets. That's the main thing on every plane. They're like, don't vape. We know if you vape. Don't vape in the toilets.
But it's so cool.
Yeah.
But vaping is so cool.
I know. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I never thought I'd spend so much of my adult life being like, please vape to people I'm dating rather than smoking. Obviously not if they don't smoke. That would be crazy.
Please vape.
It's just so cool.
That is so
funny. Yeah, my whole adult life being like, vape instead, please. Please.
That is so funny.
Do you think it is more acceptable to vape inside than to smoke inside?
I don't think it's acceptable to vape ever, period. Vaping is lame.
It's true.
Okay. Vaping is so lame.
I agree. But people do feel like they're allowed to vape inside all the time.
Well, yeah, because I guess it's not as unpleasant. And as like the smell isn't as unpleasant. And also doesn't like stay the way that cigarette smell stays.
Yeah.
Like in your hair and stuff.
Again, another grandpa story, but not that grandpa. Because I don't think Jaime smoked. But my other grandpa on the other side, Pat, was a really, really big smoker, and when I was a child I loved the smell of it, like on him, like I just loved how he smelled, and he smelled like cigarettes. And he would roll, you never ever see anyone do this, even people who roll their own cigarettes, he had a little case, have you ever seen these, and you would put the tobacco into the middle of the case, and then you would like lick the paper and put the paper in, and then you would close the case and it would roll your cigarette for you.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and that, I thought that was the most exciting gadget I've ever seen when
Sounds
I was
like
a
an
child.
Invention. Fantastic.
Yeah, amazing.
Can I ask about Jaime?
Please.
So I'm assuming that Jaime's wife, what's her name?
Mary.
Mary was not Jewish.
Mary was not Jewish.
Was Jaime practicing Judaism?
Well, this is an interesting question. So Jaime, Chaim Dinkin, very Jewish, grew up in the East End.
Yeah.
Super practicing, like almost, not Orthodox, but like conservative.
Right.
Culturally super conservative, religious. As Jaime got older, I mean, I heard Jaime say he didn't believe in God, but he lived in a Jewish old age home till he died, and he participated in Jewish
things. I heard Jaime say he didn't believe in God is maybe merch.
Yeah. I heard Jaime say he didn't believe in God, and I don't think it troubled Jaime at all. Like, I think he could be like both a practicing Jewish person and not believe in God, and he in absolutely no way connected those two things.
Yeah.
The story I would always hear from my dad about his dad was that you would like sit down to dinner and he like loved to debate. He just like wanted to like argue all the time. And he would like start arguing one side and you would like really passionately argue against him. And then by the end of the conversation, he would have like argued you round. So you were arguing the other side.
That's so cool.
So he kind of didn't care which side he was arguing. He just loved to argue.
Okay, but what I'm hearing is he's so convincing that he would have convinced the guy whose house he moved in that it was his idea him to knock up his
daughter. Yeah, maybe that's why they were all fine. They were just like, oh yeah, this was you set this up. I could believe it.
This episode of Family Jewels was produced by our nephew, Andrew White, in the fantastic Trusty Hog Studio.
I've been your one fun cousin, Charlie Dinkin.
And I've been your dad's brother, who's still living in the basement, but promises he's leaving any day now, Olga Koch.
Like, subscribe, share, and talk about us at your next family reunion.
And if you have any family stories, secrets, or skeletons that you want to share, DM us on Instagram.
Or leave them to us in your will.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.